Welcome back. Tonight, a Pennsylvania city is counting their blessings after what is being called nothing short of a miracle. A medical helicopter carrying a young child crashes just missing a nearby building, which also happens to be a church. Thankfully, everyone on board is okay, which is pretty remarkable when you see this crash.
Holy.
A remarkable scene in the middle of a Pennsylvania neighborhood. A crash landing from the pilot of a medical helicopter carrying a young child on the way to the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia.
We start to receive 911 calls for a helicopter in distress.
That pilot avoiding power lines and buildings. The wreckage ending up just feet from a Methodist church. Rescue crews rush to the scene, finding this.
Everyone's out of the helicopter.
All four people on board alive.
That's it's a miracle. Incredible. It's an absolute miracle.
Me and my wife are believers in God, and we were just like, this is absolutely a miracle from the Lord.
Call it what you want, a narrow escape, a little bit of luck, or maybe something more.
And there's no debris, no wires down, no trees. How that pilot was able to get that plane there, and all four of them were able to get themselves out of the helicopter.
I absolutely can. Can't wait to meet this gentleman, shake his hand for getting this plane down, the helicopter the way he did.
Amazing. Derek Sawyer is the fire chief with the Upper Darby Fire Department, and he was on that scene today and joins us live tonight. Chief, thank you so much for your time. So tell me what was going through your mind when you walked up on this scene and saw what you saw, given the fact that you knew a chopper went down.
Well, once we received the call, the first thing I was thinking about was how many lives are on board, how many souls. Also, was there going to be damage to any properties or buildings? And then there was an expectation for there to be a fire. Once I pulled up on scene and realized that everyone got out safely, it was amazing. To think that those four people were able to self-extricate, there wasn't a fire, there was a fuel spill, so we were able to contain the fuel spill to keep it out of the sewer system. But that was the trust of what we had to get done, really. Secure the scene, stop the fuel spill. And fortunately, because of the coordinated effort with fire, police, EMS, the medic units arrived on scene very quickly, and we were able to get those patients transported to the hospital.
Chief, I want to draw people's attention at home to a few of these images that we're seeing on the screen. You were there in person, but this helicopter landed directly in front of that church on the sidewalk. Next to the helicopter is a power pole with power lines. How this pilot was able to maneuver this chopper down in a crash in that precise place is more than remarkable. It is a miracle. Have you spoken with the pilot? Any idea how he did this?
I haven't had a chance to speak to the pilot. I did speak to some of his employers, and I said to them they have to make sure they keep this guy on the payroll. You think about the fact that no power lines, no trees, no people. And then again, that church, we checked the structural foundation of the church, and the church was intact. That is a miracle. So he made sure that he protected not only life, but property when he landed that house, that helicopter.
It could have ended so much differently. This is a densely populated neighborhood, right? People describe hearing the chopper, seeing it flying low.
Traffic, people were talking about. We saw it coming over their vehicles. People in homes living nearby said they heard it close by. It is amazing and definitely a miracle that he was able to get that on the ground without harming anybody.
Wow, and we saw
him. Injuries to himself. He has minor injuries, and he can live to talk about this.
Yeah, and we said everybody survived, including that baby that was being transported on board. Any more you can share about how everybody's doing tonight, emotionally and physically?
Well, we're emotionally spent a little bit. You're thinking about doing this in the freezing cold, trying to make sure we maintain minimum water so we don't have ice on the highways. We had to cordon off the area so traffic is going to be redirected, SEPTA buses redirected. But again, a coordinated effort with police, fire, and emergency management and EMS kind of made this situation come out for the best.
A hero pilot. I know it's being investigated as to what went wrong. Any early indications that you're hearing on the scene about what may have malfunctioned?
Not yet. We have a National Transportation Safety Board coming out. They won't start the investigation until tomorrow morning. But once we have that investigation complete, we'll have a better idea of what happened.
Well, Chief, it is a pleasure to have you on with a happy ending like this. Call it divine intervention. I don't know, a miracle on Bermont Road. It was all of those in my book. So thank you for coming on, and give our best to that pilot. And when he's feeling well enough, we'd like to talk to him as well.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, Chief, as always, thank you.